The first thing you do is say the words cancel, cancel, out loud or in your mind. The second thing you do is to replace the negative statement with a positive one. You can say something like, I have plenty of time to get the work done. Now let's check in again with the class where we discuss negative versus positive approaches. We're talking about negative programming, and a lady about 5-6 years ago stood up in class and she says to me, well, but what if it's true? I said, what do you mean? She says, I hate my ex-husband's guts. I said, all right, let's examine it. For how long have you been divorced? She says, a little over 10 years. All right. And for 10 years long, you've been saying that you hate your ex-husband, right? She says, yep, it's true. So, okay, it's true. I believe you. I said, how is he holding up under all this negativity? And she said, well, he doesn't care at all. He just goes around and has a wonderful time in life. I said, oh, I see. And how are you holding up? And she said, well, I'm having a real tough time. When a person sends out, this is what takes place. I'm going to draw a stick figure here. One person and here's another person. So we're going to call person A and person B. Took me years to learn to draw like this. So, person A, this lady is an example here, is sending out this negative thought to her ex-husband, right? I hate your guts. That's pretty negative, I would say. What she did not understand was that there are mental laws at work. There are mental laws just as there are physical laws. In other words, we're all familiar with the law of gravity. Somebody goes to the top of a high building and jumps off, what's going to happen to them? They go down. The law of gravity is in effect. Now, what's so interesting about laws is that the law functions whether one believes in it or not. In other words, somebody who goes to the top of a building and jumps off and says, I do not believe in the law of gravity as they're jumping off, what's going to happen to them? They're still going to go down and break some bones, right? Because it doesn't make any difference. The law just is. Now, anyone ever work in an office of some kind? Yeah? Okay. This is what I call the office principle. And that is, before a letter or memo or anything gets sent out from an office, they always keep a copy for the file, right? In case somebody calls then and said, hey, reference to your letter and so on. Now, when you send out thoughts to someone, you always keep a copy for the file. As a matter of fact, the copy goes into the file before the letter gets sent out, right? Yes. So this lady is saying, I hate my ex-husband. The first thing that this person is doing is sending a copy of that to themselves. Now, it doesn't say in the copy, I hate his guts. She says, I hate my guts, is what it says in the copy. So she is sending a message to herself of self-hatred. Now, she is sending out this message of hatred to this other person, in this case her ex-husband. The ex-husband says, no thanks, I'm not buying today. What happens? The other person is not interested in accepting this negative thought. What happens? It goes back to the sender, doesn't it? Yep. Here it goes. Another one. We have now two messages saying, I hate my guts. Guess what happens to somebody when you do that for about 10 years? No wonder she was so miserable. So I told her the very best advice I can give you is to first stop doing it. Step number one is to stop doing that. You know, it's a little bit like an old joke. You know, man goes to a doctor and has his arm really twisted around his neck like that and says, doctor, when I do this, it really hurts. And the doctor says, stop doing it. What's the point in doing that? Okay, the second thing is to change that pattern. Okay, the first step is to become aware that you're doing it. You can only change something once you become aware of it. So become aware of the fact that you're doing it, and then that's A. B is to stop doing it, and then C is to change the pattern. So see, you're trying to tell me I should think of my husband as in a loving way? I said, if you could, it would be wonderful. She said, but I don't think that's possible. I said, all right, start off with neutrality then. You can work your way up, but start with neutralizing that. How do you neutralize it? You cancel it out. You cancel out the feelings of hatred. Then, if you're up to it, you can then work on positive feelings. But at least it is, at this point, canceled out. What is so nice about it, it works both ways. Let's use an example. You have a friend of yours, your friend is a little down, a little depressed. And so you want to send loving thoughts to your friend. Can you do that? Sure you can. You send nice, loving thoughts, pink hearts, or whatever you're sending. What's the first thing that's going to happen when you send out positive thoughts? That loving thought goes to you. You're sending, I love me. There's nothing wrong in saying that. We can all use that one. Now you're sending this positive thought to your friend. Will your friend say, oh, gee, thanks a lot, and take it? Sure. Maybe yes, maybe no. But maybe your friend responds in saying, I don't want your loving thoughts. I want to be miserable a little while longer. Try me next week. So this person is rejecting. Keep in mind, every person has the power and the ability to accept or reject. Even though logically he says they ought to, they don't have to. So this person might reject your loving thoughts. Either way, you win. This is win-win. If they accept, you win. If they don't accept, you win. It just goes back to you. So it's a win-win situation. So put this into practice, and you'll find that some very nice positive things will happen in your life. I highly recommend that you use this with people that you don't like too well. The people you already like a lot, you're already doing it. It's the people that you don't like a lot.